What's up, Yuma? Welcome back to What's Up, Yuma Radio. We are here joined now by Scott Gross, who is the director of sports here at AWC, and he brought a special guest with him all the way from Brazil. He just flew in today just to be on the show. We're talking about Lucas Jomeda. Jomeda. Yes. All right. I think, yeah, that's pretty cool. I got that right. And Scott, you were telling me there's a lot of things special about this men's soccer team here at AWC, and you reached out to me and you wanted to share some of it because I think there's some playoffs involved and all kinds of really cool stuff. Could you kind of go into that first before we talk to Lucas?
It starts tonight, and Lucas will be leading the charge with the Matadors. They're ranked number 6 in the country. They are the number 2 seed in the Region 1 playoffs. Tonight is the semifinals.
And they'll
be hosting the rivals, the Rough Riders of Yavapai tonight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
So longtime rivals or...
Longtime rivals, yes, mm-hmm. yes. And Arizona Western recently, over the last few years, has overtaken that rivalry and kind of dominated.
So they've been the dominating force.
They've taken over.
Okay.
They've taken over. But, as Lucas knows, always a tough match when you're playing Yavapai. You only beat them by one or two goals here and there. Mm-hmm. It's always tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you've been on the team for how long, Lucas?
I got to here 3 months ago.
3 months ago?
Yeah, 3 months ago.
Okay, and you've already played them as part of the regular season? Is that how it is?
We played twice against them.
Okay. And how'd those games go?
We won.
You won, yay. Both of them? Oh, okay, so that's what you're saying. On the other side of that, you guys won both games. So how are you feeling? It's tonight.
Tonight.
Wow.
So how are you feeling about that?
So... today is an important game, so we need to win again. Mm-hmm. But they are a good team, so we need to stay focused. We need to keep it going hard, you know. Mm-hmm. So because if we lose today, the season are done.
It's over.
Oh,
this
really?
Is it.
It's over.
So how do you stay focused? How do you do that? And Scott had mentioned you're kind of leading the charge. So is that a team
captain?
Is that how it works?
No, he's a... Again, he'd mentioned that he's only been here for 3 months. Mm-hmm. But
okay.
Lucas is one of 8 men's soccer players that were named to the all-region teams, and Lucas here was on the first team.
Oh, okay.
So he came here, and he's made a huge impact.
Wow. Okay, so how do you stay focused and prepared to beat them tonight?
I think today is a different day, so I'm trying to talk with my family, talk mm-hmm. with my friends, so stay positive, mm-hmm. Talk with my my players, and... And then trying to stay far than my cell phone, listen music, mm-hmm. and praying, you know.
Mm-hmm. yeah, prayer's going to help. What position do you play?
I'm a defensive midfielder.
Okay, so like in the middle?
In the middle.
Kind of.
Like
I haven't
six.
Played soccer in so long.
No.
So, okay, cool.
So tonight, what time is the game?
It's 6 p.m.
6 p.m. Okay.
Matador Field.
All right. So right here.
Right here.
Oh, okay. So you don't got to go too far to travel for this thing.
It's down just, the sidewalk here from
yeah.
the Mac.
Oh, all right. Very cool. Very
so
cool.
So you said you're from Brazil.
I'm from Brazil.
So did AWC scout you out? How did you come to Yuma?
Like I was playing Rio de Janeiro and then we started talking mm-hmm. because my family was talking with me. Lucas, you need to study as well. And was a good opportunity for me because mm-hmm. here I can play soccer, I can study, so
yes.
then I can improve in a lot of areas in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw a good opportunity and then I come.
Do you have a scholarship?
Yes, full scholarship.
And you live here on campus?
Yes.
How
I
do you
here.
Like it?
Oh, I like because it's different.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not living with my family, but I have a lot of friends here. I can learn another cultures, you mm-hmm. know. So that's cool.
So was soccer always a big part of your life? Did you were playing since a kid? Or
Since a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
All my life was soccer.
Like
all your life.
Like
so yeah, yeah. I think
like
that's typically right. Five,
yeah.
you get in about 5 years old.
And they just kind of huddle and kick each other.
You're like, I was 2. Stop it. I was 2 years old when I started. Yeah. But
when he was born, he was handed
yeah,
the soccer
he was like, here it is. It all right, Lucas, make us proud right here. It's like, yeah, but so playing early on, were you naturally good or is that something you really had to work hard at, right? Because I know there's people that
yeah.
like naturally have it, mm-hmm. but then there's other people, it mm-hmm. doesn't matter. It looks like they're naturally talented, but it's all the hard work they put in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, I think that my case is I have a talent, but all my life I worked hard And I think that is the most important. You work hard every day so you can improve a little bit, 1% every day. So, but all my life is soccer. Like my family, my brother, he plays soccer as well. Like,
Does he play for a college as well?
No, my brother, he is 12 years old. Oh, okay. 13 years old.
Oh, so not yet, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, he might, yeah.
But he is sponsored by Nike. So he receives like soccer cleats, clothes.
Yeah. Very cool.
He's really good.
Sponsored.
Yeah. So were you sponsored at all as a youngster? No. So little bro.
It's a rivalry.
Little bro got sponsored. Okay. So, all right. So is he trying to live up to, but you though, you're older, kind of, you showed the way. So he definitely wants to do that, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you plan on playing here at AWC. Do you have goals to maybe go pro?
Yes, I have goals.
That's your goal?
I intend to be a professional soccer player.
That would be awesome.
No. Mm-hmm. So I think that here's a good place to start that.
Yeah.
So what team would you want to play for professionally?
Flamengo.
The Flamingos?
Flamingos?
Where are they?
Flamengo is a team in Brazil.
Oh, okay. All
you
right.
You want to go back. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you miss your family?
Mm-hmm.
I bet that's hard. But like you said, you're doing this to better your life, which is great.
So I don't even know the right word. What league is that in?
Mm-hmm. It's first division in Brazil.
Oh, okay. But
is that like pro?
It's pro. Oh, okay. First division, but come on, Scott, give me a hand.
Scott, help us. We don't know what we're doing.
There's different leagues, right? Not just divisions, but the leagues for soccer, right?
Would you say it's like the MLS of Brazil?
Brasileirão.
So it's pretty big. Right. And so all I know is when I was a kid, all the kids from Mexico would have you know Chivas jerseys on and stuff like that. So
I know what you mean.
Is that part of the same league or is that totally different?
No, it's different.
Okay,
it's
so different. That's what I'm saying. Okay.
It's like just in Brazil.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's just in Brazil. Yeah. So you
right,
play professionally.
Like
okay.
The MLS, the Major League Soccer is in the United States.
Okay.
Where the Flamengo is just in Brazil. It's there.
It's just, okay. That's it. You got to explain things to me like a 5-year-old. Okay, Lucas? I got to get
especially
it very,
with sports.
Very big. Especially with soccer.
We don't know what's happening.
When the World Cup comes, right? Yeah. Everybody gets excited about it and watches it. It's really cool. You watch it and then they scored a point and they got zero and the game's over. But, it's like. So I don't know much about soccer, but okay. So you want to play back at home?
Yes, I want to play in Brazil, with my family, with my brother.
Yeah.
But I want to play in for Real Madrid as well. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's this like for you, Scott, to watch these kids come from other countries?
Well, that's a big reason why Lucas is here, and something that we want to keep going is to get to know their backgrounds and where they come from and why they come to Yuma. And as Lucas says, he enjoys Yuma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just getting to know the players and the student athletes, not so much the team or the players, but who these people are and what makes them tick.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So at least you didn't move somewhere with snow. You went from hot to hot, so it wasn't too bad. Is Brazil hotter?
It's hot. It's hot, but my city is top one in Brazil.
Oh, okay. Oh, so it's a big city?
Hottest.
Or the hottest?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the hottest.
He's used to it. He's
okay.
This is nothing.
Is there a beach close by?
No, but in Yuma, it's worst.
we're worst. Yeah.
Yeah, we get that a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you want to go back to Brazil? You want to play professionally and then end up retiring as a soccer player? You want to be a coach afterwards? Any dreams of doing that?
No, I think that just soccer player.
Just a soccer player. Okay, soccer player. So you want to do it to get that fame? You want to be number one,
in Brazil?
Yeah.
Yes, I want to
be. That'd
be
cool.
One.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Totally doable.
Just eat, sleep, soccer.
Yeah, that's absolutely. Right. Well, thank you so much for coming on. We're going to take a break, and I know you have another guest out here, Jacob, right?
That's right, Jacob Siegel.
We're going to talk to Jacob, and he's traveled all the way from Tucson, I believe. That's where he's originally from. So we're going to talk to him after that. We're going to take this quick break. You're listening to What's Up Yuma Radio right here on 94.7 KOFA Border Radio.
The KAWC Student Newsroom is funded by the Local News Initiative at the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona, the Scripps Howard Fund, and by generous local support. Thank you for supporting the next generation of public media. Learn more about the project and hear stories from emerging journalists at kawc.org/student newsroom.
Hey, everybody. This is Kevin Cubbins, your co-host on Beale Street Caravan. Next time on the program, we'll have soul revivalist St. Paul and the Broken Bones. That's coming up next time on Beale Street Caravan.
Thursday evening at 7 on KOFA Border Radio 94.7 FM. In Yuma, it's sunny with a high near 92 degrees. Breezy with north winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Could gust up to 20 miles per hour tonight. Clear with a low around 67. Kingman is sunny and breezy as well with a high near 80 degrees. Clear tonight with a low around 52. In Prescott, it's sunny with a high near 75 degrees. Clear tonight with a low of 42. In Flagstaff, it's sunny and breezy with a high near 59 degrees. Clear skies tonight with a low around 29.
K-pop fans, did one thing lead to another for you with K-pop? Did it begin with BTS, which led to K-dramas, which led to Korean barbecue? Join me this week for the OST show on K-pop for Border to hear the original soundtracks composed for K-dramas like Queen of Tears, Crash Landing Into You, My Demon, and more. Escape with me into K-drama land. K-pop for Border airs on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. on KOFA Radio, or go to KAWC's app or website. Follow K-pop for Border on Facebook or Instagram.
The Yuma County Library District provides activities and resources at its branches for people of all ages. Events include story time, citizenship classes, bilingual programs, crafts, author talks, and more. For more information about the activities and calendar of events, plus other in-person and online resources, visit yumalibrary.org.
What's up, Yuma? Welcome back to What's Up, Yuma Radio. We are here now joined by Jacob, and it's at Seagull?
Yeah, Seagull.
Seagull?
Seagull like the bird.
Seagull like the bird. All right, and you're also on the men's soccer team, number 6. Congratulations on that, right?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, what position do you play?
I play center back.
Center back, okay. So I could imagine where that's at because it's kind of in the name there.
Center like, in the like, back.
Yeah, I'm looking at a soccer. Can you get a little closer to the mic?
Yeah, just scoot right up to it.
Yeah,
there
you go. And yet you came from Tucson.
Correct.
So was it always something that you wanted to do, soccer? Were you born in it as well?
Soccer's in my family. My father's a coach. Mm. My brother plays soccer. Yeah, so I grew up playing soccer.
Mm-hmm. And you said you're from Mesa?
I was born in Mesa. Okay. I'm from Tucson.
Okay. Gotcha.
So born in Mesa, lived in Tucson, soccer, 5 years old, young kid, same thing. You said your father's a coach. Was he always a coach?
Always a coach, yeah. He played professional soccer in Romania.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so yeah. That's where the accent's from.
Because yeah. I'm like, you're not from Tucson.
Don't lie to me, Jacob, ever again. No, because I heard the accent. That's why I asked, like, off air, like, where are you originally from?
And he's like, Mesa? Or like, what?
You're like, Mesa, dude. Come on.
Like, Mesa, like, where, like, Mesa?
Arizona.
It's like, I've been to Mesa a few times, and I haven't encountered
I was like,
that
I lived there for a little while. That's not the accent.
So your family's from Romania?
My dad is.
Your dad is. Your dad's from Romania. And
a small family, just my dad, me, and my brother, yeah.
Okay. And so did he play professionally in Romania?
Yeah, correct.
Oh,
what
okay.
position did he play?
He was a center forward.
Oh, so he was in the front.
Yeah.
I guess.
Ronnie is very quick, if you haven't noticed.
I'm writing these things down for next time.
Because you said front, then he's...
That means in the front of the line.
Send forward. Anyway, so
well, fun fact is his brother's also on the team.
What?
Wow, really? Yes. Here. Yeah.
So more definitely in the family.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So did you guys plan to come here to AWC together? Is that something you kind of worked on?
Yeah, we're close in age. We're a year and a half apart.
Okay.
So we basically do everything together. We go to school together. We play on the same team all of our life. So
I love that.
Basically, it was a major factor that we both could come here and why we came here.
So how did you choose AWC?
Our father knew the coach, Kenny, for a long time. And basically, we wanted to get education, and it was perfect for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's how we came here.
So you got here. How do you like it so far?
It's good. It's like Tucson. It's hot.
Yeah. You're used to the heat.
I'm used to it, yeah.
Yeah,
you're definitely used to the heat. But what about on the campus?
The campus is good. It's small. Mm-hmm. I like it because everything is close by, and I'm not into, like, big places is too much for me. Mm-hmm. I'm a small town kind of.
That's
kind of
like Tucson. It's a big city, but it's like small. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So are you older or is
I'm older.
You're the older one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you're the older brother. You guys came here together. And then did you ever imagine you guys would be number six and in this position?
No, never crossed my mind. No.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're pretty excited about the game tonight?
Yeah, I'm very excited.
So how do you get prepared? Mm-hmm. What are some of the things you do to stay focused?
Just got
to
stay calm mentally and visualize the game.
So visualization.
Yeah.
You do a little bit of that? You kind of like, so is your position, do you aim to score goals? Or
No.
No, okay, you're kind of defense?
No goals.
Okay.
Well, one of our questions says you're a defender, but you scored 3 goals this
Correct.
Season.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
How'd that happen?
Just going up for corner kicks and free kicks and set pieces, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's okay.
But you're defensive, so you got to make sure that the other
team doesn't score.
Mm-hmm. So that's your big goal.
Yep.
So you visualize that happening?
Yeah, I visualize myself slide tackling.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
Headers.
Show us. No, I'm just kidding. No,
take
you don't
out Scott.
Do yeah. Right now on Scott. Slide right into him.
So, wow, that looks crazy. Like you can really get hurt with the tackle. But there's got to be the way to
do it.
The
correct way,
exactly.
Yeah.
Can you give us any hints? How do you do it correctly?
Your left leg got to be folded behind you.
Mm-hmm.
And one hand or two hands on the ground.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you just take him out.
Yeah. Go for it. Yeah. Can't hesitate.
So, yeah, that's true.
Is that something you have to practice in, huh?
Yeah,
that's like
practice.
That's a soccer move.
Yeah.
I played softball my whole life. I was always really scared to tackle. I'm not tackle, slide. I was always scared to slide. That was, my coaches would get so mad at me. They're like, just slide. And I'm like, I'm scared.
That's why she no longer plays. That's
I stopped in sophomore year. I started working. But like watching the World Series last night, just seeing all the craziness. I was like, oh, it brings me back to the old days.
So in soccer, I want to mention something. How about do you guys practice the where somebody like kind of just lightly touches you and then you
that's
fall back,
flopping.
You know,
the flopping?
It's like, is that a thing or you guys practice? Because you see that a lot, and
basketball.
That's part of like the memes in soccer. No, soccer even more.
Oh,
I think
really?
Even more than basketball. Like, yeah, there's like a big thing where it's like you kind of just touch, and you fall back
they
and you flop
LeBron
and you get
James.
Like a it's like a card or something, right? Like
red
a
card.
Red card or something.
No, you don't get a red card for flopping.
If you
flop, you get a yellow card.
Yellow card. Oh, okay.
Like if they know you're faking it, they're like, get up. You have a yellow card.
It's like, stop it right now, dude.
Yeah.
You are not that hurt.
He barely touched you. Did you ever want to be goalie?
No, never.
Is that so stressful?
No, I don't know if it's stressful. Just not the most fun position in soccer, for me at least.
Okay.
So what's fun about it for you? Like you like defending that goal because you're obviously you're not the goalie, you're in there, but you like to keep it as far as away from the goalie as possible.
I get to touch the ball more, I get more freedom. I don't have to stay in one spot most of the game.
Wow. Yeah, I always felt like so bad for the goalies when there's shootouts. I'm like, "Oh my gosh, this is like horrible." It's hard to watch. Yeah.
So is this position that you play, what does your brother play?
He plays center mid.
Center, okay, so are you guys next to each other?
Yeah,
on
He's in front of me, I'm behind him.
Okay, so he's
I'm
right there.
Him.
Yeah, you're covering him.
Nice.
And then, so if you miss it, then he has to go defend, is that the way it goes?
Yeah, first if he misses it,
defend
him.
Okay.
But then if I'm covering him, he'll cover me.
Gotcha, okay.
Yeah.
So there's that teamwork. And how's that teamwork working out, Scott?
Working out really well. Number 6 in the country. Again, they're in the region semifinals tonight. Mm. So come out and watch Jacob and Lucas and the rest of the Matadors tonight at 6 o'clock. It could be the final time you get to see them at Matador Field. Because if they win, they might be going to Mojave College later in the week for a big rematch with the Bighorns. So this might be, although we're hoping that they lose.
Yeah.
And then you'll be home later in the week. But
we want a revenge, too, though.
Right. Yeah.
revenge game.
Too.
Okay, so how does it work? Explain how the semifinals and everything works right now, and how do they get to the finals? Is it winning this?
Then you got to win this, then you get to the regional final.
Final.
Then if they win the regional final, they go to the district final.
Mm-hmm.
And if they win that, then they go to the nationals.
Oh, okay.
So they're 3 wins away from going back to the Nationals.
And then that's the big game.
That's the big tournament.
It's a championship.
Yep.
Wow.
Think of it as the NCAA men's basketball March Madness.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what they're trying to get to. They've been there 3 years in a row trying to make it four.
Oh.
So right now you know who you're going to face, obviously. And you said you, if you win, you know who you're going to face as well?
No. So Mojave is playing against Eastern Arizona.
Okay.
Yeah. So the winner of them.
The winner of that. And which one are we thinking is going to win that? We're thinking Mojave's going to win
it? We're thinking Mojave's going to win.
Okay.
But you never know.
Yeah, you never know. But if Eastern wins... Mm-hmm. And we win, then we would host later on this week.
So then it'll be back here.
It would be back here.
Ah, gotcha. Okay, so that's the outcome you would like then, right?
Well, maybe I think if you ask Jacob here, he'd rather face Mojave.
I think either way, we're happy because we want a revenge against Mojave. But if Mojave lose, we'll play at home.
Okay, so it's kind of like you got home advantage on one side, but you want to face Mojave because you want to get revenge.
So you
guys played them how many times this season? Twice. And
we lost twice.
Lost twice. So that's where the revenge.
Yep.
So how good is Mojave?
They're good. They're first place.
They're number one.
They're number 16 in the country, and they won the conference, the ACC for the first time ever. They're a program only in their second year. So they're doing well. So they defeated us 1-0 up in Bullhead City, and then they got us 1-0 again, or it was 3-1 up there and 1-0 here.
Right?
I had it mixed up.
1-0 here.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so definitely want to face the Mojave, get that revenge, show them that you're better, right? So, but that's kind of scary going up against the number one in that position, right? But you're that psyched and amped that you're going to beat them.
We feel like we're the better team.
That's the mentality to have.
Arizona Western's
The better team. That's right.
Gotcha. And so who's the coach for the team, Scott?
Kenny Dale? Yep.
And so as the director, have you gone in and be able to witness what it takes to make this team? Are you that in touch with it?
Yeah, absolutely. Kenny does a great job with his coaching staff of getting the boys ready, the men ready. And as I said, they have been in the national tournament 3 straight years. They're ranked number 6 in the country. They bring in people from all over. We have Lucas here. We have Jacob. Just an amazing roster.
And how long has he been the coach here?
19 years,
Whoa.
I believe.
Wow, yes. 19 years. So he's definitely been able to build and build and build and to get him to this place. And he gets a lot of that credit.
I mean, he's doing something right. They keep going to the top.
They keep going to the top.
So does your dad come and watch?
He's coming now, yeah.
Oh,
before,
is he coming?
It's a long drive, 3 hours. He's a bit older.
I bet he's so proud of you.
Yeah, you talk
to him a lot?
Every day.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Very cool. So you're making your dad proud.
Yeah.
Your brother.
Yeah, both of you guys. Definitely.
Well, is your goal to go pro too?
That was the next one.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
I took it out of his mouth.
My goal is to go pro, but I also want, because it's not easy. So I also want to become a college coach if that goal doesn't happen.
Okay.
So
at least coaching. Okay.
Yeah, coaching.
Not like Lucas. He said, no coaching. He's like, I hate kids.
Like.
Yeah, no. So you want to go pro. Who do you want to play for?
Anybody in the MLS. Or even for a big one, it would be Manchester United. That would be the dream.
Manchester?
Yeah,
United?
Manchester United. Yeah, that would be the dream. But it's very hard.
So that's in England, all right?
Yeah, okay.
And that's a pretty big team, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not the only one that doesn't know anything.
I've heard that name before.
Yes,
Manchester, right?
Yeah.
So it's like okay,
not
like
England.
I know.
Yeah.
So I know the Chivas, and then maybe America something.
You'll be looking up Flamingo later.
The Flamingo, yeah, I'm going to find out about them. I've learned so much about what
soccer. We
Americans call soccer, but everybody else calls football
right.
or something like that, right?
We have to be the weirdos.
Yeah, we got to be different over here.
We are unique.
But so good luck though, both of you. So, who is the team captain? Is there a team captain?
It's Steven.
Steven?
Steven and Justin.
So does he help get you guys riled up and ready out there? Oh,
yeah.
Very cool.
Like pep talks.
Steven LeBlanc is number 28.
Correct.
Okay.
He was also a all-region first teamer.
Nice.
And Justin Valelian, number 8.
So that's my favorite number.
Look for number 8 and 28.
All awesome. Right. So, yeah, check it out. One more time. Where's it going to be at and when?
Tonight, Matador Field, 6 o'clock. It's also Pink Out Night tonight.
Oh.
So wear pink, lots of giveaways.
Oh, how
and cheer
fun.
On the Matadors to a victory.
All right. Thank
Good
you
luck,
guys so much.
Thank
Good
you.
Luck tonight. Good,
Go
Good luck
it.
Over there, Lucas.
Yes.
He's here hanging with us.
So, all right, good
all
luck,
right.
guys.
All right, thank you so much. Good luck, guys. I hope you take it and
Go
beat
to
Mojave,
the top.
Too.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Get back at them.